Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here's a little of Costa's buddy getting pissed about Barry Bonds.
Well, this innocent until proven guilty is an insufferable platitude that is masquerading as high-mindedness, as if those of us who don't somehow withhold all judgment need a remedial course in civics. First of all, this isn't a criminal case. We're not talking about depriving him of his liberty or, for that matter, his livelihood. But if, for the sake of argument, it were a criminal case, you would have more than enough evidence not only to establish that he used performance-enhancing drugs, but to establish that he used them in copious amounts and that he wasn't just assisted but transformed as a player as a result, and you would prove that beyond any reasonable doubt. What? Henry Aaron, as always, was admirable and exhibited grace and dignity. He did the right thing. It does not end the debate. And it's disingenuous to say Barry Bonds was a great player. Of course he was. He's one of the half dozen or so greatest all-round players in baseball history on his natural merits. But all you have to do is look at the graph. He never remotely approached what he did through what should have been the prime of his career, never remotely approached what he did in his late 30s and early 40s, which was part of the steroid era, amidst overwhelming evidence that he himself used performance-enhancing drugs. It's that simple.
Yeah! Okay, Bob.
You know what I will never say to Bob Costas?
What?
Hey, you want to argue?
The Don and Mike Show.
He's goddamn smart, isn't he?
You can't. I mean, there are no holes in that argument. There's nothing you can do with that argument. Otherwise, look at him and going, "Hey, F you."
Well, you know, that's when you have to go to the Barry Bonds position.
Right.
Barry Bonds, as you recall, said, "Well, he's a midget."
Yeah, and he never played the game. That's all Barry Bonds has. Costas is right. Costas is as right as it gets.
Bob Costas is smart.
I love Bob Costas, though, really. Yeah. But there's a tiny bit of me that thinks that he maybe woke up in the middle of the night and started writing all those sentences down.
All those big 50-cent words.
Yeah, absolutely.
But here he is now.
Hi, this is Bob Costas.
Hi, Bob.
And I want to make this abundantly clear. I never listen to Don Geronimo, whose name sounds bogus to me to begin with, and or Mike O'Mara. And if I were ever in whatever city their program airs, happens to be Washington, I'm told, State of Washington or Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C.
If I'm ever in Washington, D.C., I will make a specific effort to avoid listening to this program.
Idiots. Because they choose to be. Don and Mike.
It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Buzz?
I'm fine. You
all right?
I'm fine.
All right.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey. I wonder
if you fellas heard anything about the incest comment on the presidential forum debate last night.
Was this the Democratic candidate?
Yes.
Who mentioned incest?
Chris Dodd, I believe.
Chris Dodd with that.
Chris Dodd.
There you go. It doesn't matter.
Was he the recipient or was he the deliverer?
Sure, he was the deliverer. Would you like to hear it?
Okay.
Sure. You got your own wacky tape? Go ahead. Sure.
Well, again, I'd agree with what's been said here. In fact, I passed legislation out of the committee to deal with the Chinese currency situation. It's a massive subsidy for them in terms of disadvantaging our manufacturers here. And I would say they're a competitor, but be careful. It's getting close to adversary. Let's not have any illusions here. China's investing a great deal of its resources in building up a military capacity. And in the 21st century, we better recognize here that while they're competitors today, if we're not careful here, that we could face some serious problems with China in the latter part of this century. We need to be insisting, Keith, that for every
problem. Did you get that?
Oh, my God.
We need to be insisting. Stop it.
Insisting.
Did someone write the script for Matt? Thank you, Robbie. You're a good guy.
Very good.
Hey, dummy.
Hey.
Read it.
Hello, dear friends. It's me, Matt the Retarded Intern, a.k.a. Commodore F-Stick. Are you feeling hot, hot, hot? Does the humidity have you feeling sicker than a six-pack of Cinnabons? Come see me in Rockville, and I can help ye. I will make all your wildest dreams come true. Just you, me, and 1,000 gallons of ice-cold pressurized water. Cascading and cleansing your magnificent body, mind, and automobile interior. 5914 Hubbard Drive, Classic Rockville. Come on and let's get busy. Get her done. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Nicely done.
Nicely done, Rob.
Well done, Robbie.
Well, you know,
if you give a good read, anything is
yeah,
fine.
That's sure. right. Yeah, the copy was a little weak, but it was the sell that he did on it.
That's right.
Yeah, all the way, Matt.
I was like, I'm Matt the retarded intern.
Yes, hi, it's Matt the retarded
Commodore
intern.
Stick. Yeah.
Well, that's going to really generate the interest for it today.
Oh, they're lining up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh,
I turned around like an idiot. Really. Boy, that was a magnificent fake, Ron.
Yeah, there, boy.
Sure, there, boy.
Watch out.
I want to preface what I'm going to say here just briefly about something happened in my house with Janet. She's a very special. She must be a special lady. Anyway, I'm just so happy with her.
And a very special girl.
She takes great care of me. She's a great partner and friend, and is good with Bart and with my daughter. And she is wonderful with Frida's family. You know, it, to me, is the toughest minefield, you know, that she could possibly negotiate. Anyway, in case she's listening, I wanted to ask her something. Janet, will you make Mexican tonight, please? Thank you. And
she will.
I got to tell you, I'm positive it's her. This thing with things happening and more exactly, poop.
Right. Wow.
I have a dog.
Like she's run into it again?
No, it's come to her. Hear me out on this. I got a dog, Colonel Klink, who is the sweetest dog in the world, and he loves Janet. Mm-hmm. He goes nuts when she's around. She spoils him rotten. And this dog, unless there's a thunderstorm, never goes in the house.
When the thunder comes, he's terrified of it, so he has some accidents.
Right, you know, because it's a dog and the hearing thing. Right.
Does he always go when there's a bad thunderstorm?
He goes in the basement and he has sick poops.
Okay.
He has diarrhea.
All right, very good.
Nervous. But the weather's been clear. Last night, I got home from work, sit at my desk, looking at the mail, and she says, I hear from the other room, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I don't even get up because I'm used to hearing this now. Huh. Constantly, I just yell from the other room, what, sweetie? And she said, oh, my God, Klink just took a gigantic dump right in front of me on the hardwood floor.
He had to. He had no choice.
Now, he's a smart dog, and he doesn't go to the bathroom inside out of protest,
right,
like a cat does. And he's also smart enough, if he's got to go outside, he actually goes up to the door and puts his paw and scratches on the door.
The rule of thumb with dogs is they don't do it to punish, they don't do it to make a statement, but where they choose to do it sometimes makes a statement.
Yes. Well, I don't know what it is.
It was by the front door, right?
No, she was in the kitchen.
Oh, she's in the kitchen.
She was in the kitchen.
Hmm.
High hardwood floor in there. And
he
apparently
go.
I think he was waiting for a treat or something because he had, you know, gobbled down his dinner. And right. I walked in there and perfect. I mean, talk about something that you could put in a medical journal.
Right.
Really. These things are like something out of a novelty store. They're so perfectly formed. Really, but he just unloaded.
And you're sure it was Klink?
Because this would be the second time it's happened right around her. And
you never see it happen.
Yeah,
you just
have not
hear
witnessed
about
it like
after.
A magnet right. for
it's
it.
Too big to be girl poop.
Was it kind of like when we identified that down at that movie theater?
Yeah, with the homeless guy that did it.
You know if it's human.
Yeah, 100% human.
Because
really,
the dog's, you know, the dog's hole. I mean, that's what it's all about.
Hey, Matt Hole.
Yes.
Matt?
Yeah.
Got any takers?
Nope.
I think you might have to read your little card again.
And without sarcasm.
Without sarcasm?
Yeah, yeah, try it, ass.
Good luck.
I that was possible.
Mike, you realize you're rather sarcastic. Would you tell him to try it without sarcasm?
I'm allowed.
I know you are.
Hello, dear friends. It's me, Matt the Retarded Intern, a.k.a. Commodore F-Stick. Are you feeling hot, hot, hot? Does humidity have you feeling sicker than a six-pack of Cinnabons? Come see me in Rockville and I can help ye. I will make all your wildest dreams come true.
Hold on a second. The man who wrote the script is sitting here shaking his head.
You're reading it too fast, and there's too much smile in your voice. Put a little ball behind it.
Okay, let's try that again.
A-Rod, here's your ball.
Hello, dear friends. It's me, Matt the Retarded Intern, a.k.a. Commodore F-Stick.
Yeah, much better.
Are you feeling hot, hot, hot? Does the humidity have you feeling sicker than a six-pack of Cinnabon?
Stickier!
Stop, stop, stop,
stop,
stop, stop.
Cut.
We need Buzz to do a sexy read on it. We'll get 20 cars as soon as Buzz does a sexy read.
Buzz, would you outside, please?
Sure.
Buzz, and do your sexy read. Because that, I can't, his voice. His voice. Cars are turning away from him.
Make sure he reads it though. As Buzz, you got to say you're mad. At the F stick.
Right. Yeah. You read verbatim. Verbatim copy. People will think we've got an elderly, sexy intern.
Mike, coming up. Get ready for this. Holly Morris Roulette.
Oh my God! I can't
wait.
Everyone
wins.
You will either hear Holly Morris
right
with sheep.
Mm-hmm.
John water polo, or the Girl Scouts. She is the annoying human reporter for Fox 5.
Saw a little of the water polo today. She was wound up for that.
Yeah. Goddamn, she is.
My God.
She is like a hyperactive poodle. Hey, Buzzy.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to that.
That's how a pro works a microphone.
Listen to a broadcaster on mic.
Hold on, let me get that music re-cued. And you ready there, Buzzy?
I think so, yeah.
Here we go. Okay, Curly.
Hello, beautiful. It's me, Buzz, the sexy newsman.
Oh,
are
no.
you feeling
No.
What's wrong?
The idea was to read it as if you were, Matt.
Just read his script.
So people here, I know that it's a foolish concept, Buzz, that people might think that you are Matt.
Oh, I'm pretending to be Matt.
Yes,
oh,
we're putting you into his body,
I can do
so
that.
To speak.
Let's try again.
Take two.
This is the good one. And we are rolling.
Hello, dear friends. It's me, Matt the Retarded Intern, a.k.a. Commodore F-Stick. Are you feeling hot, hot, hot? Does the humidity have you feeling stickier than a six-pack of Cinnabons? Come see me in Rockville, and I can help ye. I'll make all your wildest dreams come true. Just you and me, and thousands of gallons of ice-cold, pressurized water, cascading and cleansing your magnificent body, mind, and automobile interior. 5914 Hubbard Drive, classic Rockville. Come on, let's get busy. Get it done.
Thank you, Buzz.
Oh, you got to give that a round of applause.
You
got to applaud that. That is fantastic.
He's a talented man, Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
And you better... It's still going to be a scorcher. Temperatures, again, very dangerous. Check on the elderly. Make sure they're okay.
Are you okay, Buzz?
He's coming in now.
He's way back in.
We're going to have to check on him. He's been outside. Oh, no. What have we done?
Was he okay, Pollock?
Fantastic.
Buzz, you sure? How are you doing, first of all?
Dizzy again, but I'll be all right.
It's always going to have a taint to it.
As soon as I cool off.
Dirt, dust, little crustal matter.
Some of that.
All sorts of stuff you really wouldn't want to have in your lungs.
Hello there. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, it's Fred Rogers.
Hi, Fred.
This is Fred Rogers.
It's an awfully hot day. Are you cooking anything on this hot day, Fred?
I was just making some popcorn.
Anal popcorn. Hey, is my favorite...
Hello, cutie pie.
Wait, what was that?
Hold on, is my favorite whore there?
Howdy, stranger.
Is that Arnold?
Good morning.
Oh, it's Arnold.
You switched to an Arnold soundboard?
It's Arnold.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Oh, no, everybody has this one. Go back to the Fred Rogers soundboard.
With your new Fred Rogers.
You called and said that there was a man here who had some wonderful horns.
Yeah. Hey, where's that bitch that I love so bad? What's her name?
Lady Elaine.
Yeah, she's a whore. You know what? I wish.
All right, fine.
I'm so hungry. Are you hungry, Mike?
I'm really, really hungry, but there's nothing to eat around here unless somebody was making something.
I was just making some popcorn. Oh, thank you for telling me.
He got a few new ones from Fred. This is good, Fred. I like this when you say new things to us.
Did you talk with the people you loved last night about the things that you wonder about?
Yeah, we did.
He said, yeah, we did. I said, no.
Well,
you know who I am?
Are you Lady Elaine?
Charles R. Aber.
Charles R. Aber.
Charles Aber.
Who's he?
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Oh, hey, I'm starved.
What would you tell Lady Elaine? If you were talking with her right now,
I'd say don't just look at it, eat it.
And go commando.
Sure.
He likes that.
I was just making some popcorn.
Anal popcorn. hold on there, Fred.
Don't answer that?
No, okay.
That's our guest for the next
segment. Okay, let me instead. Oh, go outside. Sorry about that. Wrong sound effect. Mm-hmm. Hey, Matt.
Howdy.
Ready to read?
Yes, I am.
All right, now, has Buzz taught you anything?
Only about how retarded I really am.
See, he
Even
doesn't
that.
Learn. No, he doesn't learn his lesson.
Better than I am.
Never a straight answer.
It's professional.
Never mind. Never mind. Someone just look and see if anybody drives up or not.
Right. I mean, he's having the same success with getting cars to come up that he would have in any bar in America.
Just let us know. All right, Mike, it's Holly Morris Roulette.
Very good.
Now, Holly Morris, we've described her before, this hyperactive poodle of a chick on Channel 5 here in D.C.
Right.
She goes to butter-churning contests.
Right. Yeah, she goes to, little sporting events, local sporting events they have. She's at all sorts of contests, festivals.
They love strapping her into an ATV. They love sending her to a golf range to hit golf balls.
Riding the blimp, those type of things.
Yes. And what she brings to television is a quality that not only makes you want to hate women, but it makes you want to hate television.
Wow.
Because she is so goddamn annoying.
And perky.
Cheerful. Yeah.
Picture the most rabid, absolutely half poodle, half pit bull hybrid you can imagine. Give it a microphone, and it's Holly Morris.
And put it in a slightly attractive blonde body.
Yeah. Now you got
to
say that.
She happens to have a very nice physique, and she's got a very interesting look.
She's one of those but a face girls. Right. She really, everything but her face. Uh-huh. So we have, and like I said, she does the feel-good stories on
right.
Channel 5. We don't, unfortunately, have the one that I saw last week where she was cleaning the pigs.
I wish we had that one.
We do have, she was washing pigs. What is she doing with the sheep?
She's shearing a sheep.
Oh, she's shearing a sheep.
Sheep shearing.
We have her shearing a sheep.
Right.
Playing water polo. Well, Rob says the wild card is that she goes craziest with the Girl Scouts.
Yeah. Really?
For sure.
That's when the voice gets really, really high. What was that one where she was screaming that we had, where everybody was screaming?
Oh, that's when they were opening a champagne bottle, and it sounded like she's having the big O, right?
But there was
right.
another one after that, too.
Running of the Brides.
Oh, the Running of the Brides. Oh. It was insane.
Hold on, what do you got? You got her there?
Oh, the Running of the Brides. Get ready.
So, hey, have you found anyone you like yet?
There's some that I've seen that look pretty, but...
So, have you got any bartering tactics?
It's all about the train.
All about the train. She wants a train here. Anybody got a dress with a big train? She's willing to barter for a train. All right, let's move on over here and see what else we can find. I kind of like this girl's method up here. She's high, so everyone can see her dress. Oh, now this is kind of nice.
I like rape.
Oh, hello. 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 Hi, how are you? So, she wants to be on top of the table so everyone can see her, but doesn't want to be on TV. All right.
An alluring voice.
I like rape.
I found a dress.
You found
a $149.
Get out of town. Yes. Which one is it? Let's see. Let's see.
And that's when she's at the filings for the Running of the Brides.
Yes, right. Yes. And that was very, very loud. Very loud.
All right,
loud.
So we'll spin the wheel of Holly Morris when we come back.
Right.
And see where it lands. Also, we've got the boy outside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doing the worst job possible.
Hey, hello, idiot.
Hello.
Try it one time as we go to our carefully timed commercial break. Please.
Hello, dear friends. It's me, Matt the Retarded Intern, a.k.a. Commodore F-Stick. Are you feeling hot, hot, hot? Does the humidity have you feeling stickier than a six-pack of Cinnabons? Come see me in Rockville and I can help ye. I will make all your wildest dreams come true. Just you, me, and 1,000 gallons of ice-cold, pressurized water, cascading and cleansing your magnificent body, mind, and automobile interior. 5914 Hubbard Drive in classic Rockville. Come on, let's get busy. Get her done. Bye-bye.
All right, to make a long story short, come by our studios and Matt's going to squirt you with a fire hose. That's all it is.
He's such a tool.
He is indeed.
You know, Rob, he took your beautiful story and look what he did to that.
He ruined it. Uh-huh. You know, hearing that. Buzz, it was poetry, Rob, and then Matt read it and it was just a disaster.
R-O-O-N. Rune.
Rune.
All right, everybody, attention.
Why do you favor rape?
When we come back.
Big, 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 bigger than big, bigger than big, big, big,
Larry.
Big, big. Bang, 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 bang.
It's time for the brother Zyga to retire.
All right. Oh, we haven't done this in a long time.
It's hot, right?
Heat is bad for you, right?
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
They're making you play spots on time, right?